Mes couleurs, elles sont bleues. As-tu sais aujourd'hui? Je suppose que c'est parce que tout le monde.
Age can be measured not only by years, but by the events we're attending. As young adults, we attend a lot of weddings. Then there's the baby showers, followed by graduations of our friends' offspring, and of course, their weddings. And then, at a certain point, we start going to a lot of funerals. It seems like lately I've been going to more than my fair share of funerals, but at least these days, funerals have started being more commonly referred to as a celebration of life. It's no longer quite such a solemn and morose thing, more of a balance of laughter with tears, fond reminiscing with the sadness, heartfelt, funny stories, home movies, and candid photos caught at awkward moments. And I kept thinking to myself that the saddest thing of all is that the dearly departed didn't get to enjoy the celebration. Many of the funerals I've attended lately have been for friends who were closer to my husband than to me. So unfortunately, I feel I learned more about them in death than I knew about them in life. Champions of industry and justice, makers of award-winning films and Grammy-winning music, fighters for causes, stellar parents and grandparents who came up with the silliest games and rituals that are indelibly written in the hearts of their offspring and their offspring's offspring. A lifetime summed up in a one-hour service. And it occurred to me on more than one occasion that all the accolades and kind words and admiration need to be shared a whole lot more while the story's still being read, rather than waiting until the last page has turned. But then, of course, we're all so busy, aren't we? Somehow this digital age, which makes everything faster and easier and more convenient, has sucked the time out of our lives. We've replaced social contact with social media. We used to go out to movies with our friends. Now we each watch them separately on Netflix in the privacy of our own homes. A few months ago, I had the honor of throwing a surprise birthday party for a dear friend on the occasion of, well, let's just say a mature birthday. It was a cozy group of around 20 friends, each telling stories about special shared moments. And I thought, this is everything you would want in a funeral without, of course, that one thing. And so I'm making a new manifesto, and here it is. Put on your party dress and celebrate life with the people you love, not after they're gone. Reach out to your friends, even the ones you don't know that well, and tell them how much you admire them. And finally, never leave your kind words unsaid. And leave the unkind ones unsaid forever. Bisous.
Mes couleurs, elles sont bleues. As-tu sais?